Welcome to Pop Up Chinese. I'm Brendan.
I'm Echo.
I have a confession to make. I have an addiction. Mm-hmm. And it's not really secret. Actually, my friends and family have known about it for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But
what?
That's the topic of today's lesson.
Yeah, 你买新笔记本了？
是啊，苹果的。
真薄呀。
还很轻呢，你试试。
好。嗯，一定很贵吧？
哎呀，是我男朋友给我买的。
哦。呀，你买新笔记本了？
是啊，苹果的。
真薄呀。
还很轻呢，你试试。
好。嗯，一定很贵吧？
哎呀，是我男朋友给我买的。
哦。
All right, we're back, and let's go through this line by line so we can make sure we all followed what's going on here.
Yeah. Yeah,
你买新笔记本了?
Yeah, 你买新笔记本了?
Wow, you bought a new laptop.
是啊,苹果的。
是啊,苹果的。
Yeah, an Apple one.
真薄呀。真薄呀。
Wow, that's really thin.
还很轻呢,你试试。
还很轻呢，你试试。
It's light too. Check it out.
好，一定很贵吧。好，一定很贵吧。
Okay. Wow. This must have been expensive.
哎呀，是我男朋友给我买的。
哎呀，是我男朋友给我买的。
哎呀，I got my boyfriend to buy it for me.
哦，哦，
哦。Okay.Let's listen to it again with all that in mind, and then we'll come back and go over some terms and some patterns in this lesson.
Yeah, 你买新笔记本了？
是啊，苹果的。
真薄呀。
还很轻呢，你试试。
好。一定很贵吧？
哎呀，是我男朋友给我买的。
哦。Yeah, 你买新笔记本了？
是啊，苹果的。
真薄呀。
还很轻呢，你试试。
好。一定很贵吧。
哎呀，是我男朋友给我买的。
哦。
All right, we're back. And this is, since we're talking about my shameful and expensive little habit here, some of the terms that are frequently used to describe, well, Apple laptops, especially.
苹果笔记本。
Yeah, 苹果 is Apple, and 笔记本 is laptop. And they tend to be very...
薄
which is thin, or light.
轻
And unfortunately, they're also...
贵
expensive. It is a very pricey habit to have. There are other things you can use when you're talking about laptops. Like you can say that the screen...
屏幕
is, you know, big or small.
大小
Or wide.
宽
Right, so these are all terms that you can apply to laptops that are not Apple laptops, but let's be honest here. And because they're adjectives, you can, you know, put them after 很, like, you know, it's very thin.
很薄
Or very light.
很轻
Very expensive.
很贵
The screen is very large.
屏幕很大
The screen is very wide.
屏幕很宽
The screen is very small.
屏幕很小。
All right, now moving along, there are a couple of really nice little sentence patterns in this dialogue. And the first one is, wow, that must have been really expensive.
一定很贵吧。
Right. Now, 一定, you might have learned before, and on its own, it means definitely. But here it's saying it must have been, or I bet it was really expensive.And the thing that's doing that is at the end of this sentence, there's that one little word.
吧
Right? No tone on it. It's unstressed. 一定 something, 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 吧 Now, if you just say 一定 something, 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 then you're saying that's definitely or that's gotta be something, something.
Yeah.
If you stick a 吧 on the end of it, you're saying, wow, that must have been or I bet it was.Right, so what are some examples of sentences that work that way?
她一定很年轻吧。
Right, so, boy, she must be really young.
这个一定很好吃吧。
This has got to be really tasty. You're taking something that looks like it's definite, you're sticking ba on the end of it, and that makes it like, you know, oh boy, I bet, or I guess, or this must be. Now moving along, there's this other really, really, really nice sentence. I got my boyfriend to buy it for me.
是我男朋友给我买的。
Okay, so let's take a look at this thing, kind of break it down a bit.
Mm-hmm.
We all know to buy.
买。
And then if we stick a 的 on the end of it, it's something that is bought.
买的。
Now let's stick boyfriend in front of it. Boyfriend bought.
男朋友买的。
And then, you know, we can stick for me in there. My boyfriend for me bought.
我男朋友给我买的。
This is what the laptop is. The laptop is what my boyfriend bought for me.
是我男朋友给我买的。
Really, really common construction. We should have a disclaimer. Pop-up Chinese is not being paid by Apple. We would gladly take money from Apple or free products, or at least I would. I don't know about
Dave
and
Echo. Yeah, it's just you.
Dave also says he would sell out, so everybody except Echo would sell out.
Well, I didn't say that I won't take.
Okay, so we're all negotiable here. anyway, if Steve Jobs is listening, if Tim Cook is listening, we will sell out faster than you can blink. But in today's lesson, anyway, we have learned some words for describing these wonderful, wonderful computers. The first is thin.
薄.
The second is light.
轻.
The third is, unfortunately,
贵.
Expensive. And then we've got the screen.
屏幕.
Which can be big or small or wide.
大, 小, 宽.
Then we looked at a couple of really, really interesting sentence structures.
Mm.
The first is 一定 something 吧。
一定很贵吧。
That's gotta be expensive. That's what that one's doing. There are many more you can make. We also did this very cool embedded structure, which is, it's the one my boyfriend bought for me.
是我男朋友给我买的。
Remember that construction because you're going to see it around a lot. If you have any questions or comments,
you can write to me at echo@popupchinese.com. I'll be there for you.
And if you are an employee of Apple Computer, I encourage you so highly to give us free stuff.
Okay. See you next time.
We hope you have fun.